Wungarali Majinu, Adam Shirley, ABC Radio, Canberra Wurundjeri.
You might not consider yourself a volunteer, but chances are you have volunteered. It might be right now. There are tons and tons of ACT residents who do it. Per capita, in this region, we're deemed as pretty generous with our time to support others or do something for nothing. In this National Volunteer Week, you'll be hearing of a variety of perspectives from organisations and individuals as to why they do it and what the greater benefit is. Today, we're with the Mental Illness Education ACT Group. They attract a range of dedicated volunteers. Ben Triglone is the volunteer manager, and Anthony O'Hara is a volunteer with MEACT. Thanks both for making time for us today on your important work and how it helps others too. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, pleasure.
Ben, first of all, how important are volunteers to MEACT?
Well, they're everything to MEACT. I can honestly say we wouldn't exist without our volunteers. They're the lifeblood of the organisation. And we've had, we've got a fairly large pool of volunteers, but we're always looking for more to continue the work that we do out in the community.
It's a human-to-human interaction. A lot of the work, it's quite specialised too. Have you seen a few common traits in the volunteers that you attract?
Yes and no. So they are a very diverse range of people. They're more or less a cross-section of the community in regards to age and ethnicity. And we've got introverts, extroverts, et cetera, et cetera. But I guess it goes without saying the one thing they have in common is a desire to give back.
A big empathy ability, a high emotional IQ even as well.
Definitely.
Yeah. Anthony, why did you begin volunteering with MEACT?
For myself, it was, I had a not a fantastic journey with mental health. I essentially lived for nearly 35 years, best analogy, walking around on a broken leg and just waiting for it to get better.
Yeah, right.
And that was my mental health journey. And it took a long time for me to realize that until I changed, nothing was going to get any better. And I realized there was a way of using that as an example to people, show people, look, if you don't look after yourself, you can end up in a pretty horrible situation. The sooner people get on to their mental health, the sooner they take care of themselves, the easier that journey can become. So it's kind of, lead by poor example. Show people what not to do.
And yet a good example, though, because you have channeled it into such a positive role. And I wonder how much cred that gives you with people you interact with, that they know you're coming from a place of authenticity.
Well, that's it too. It's about being genuine with people. I mean, one of the biggest things I do when I share my story is, it's not me. It's not my story. These are experiences that happened to me, and I want people to be able to relate to them. I want them to be able to hear and put themselves in that picture. So it's about me sharing all these little stories that make up part of my life, but it's about them being able to see and experience that and to wonder what it would be like if they were in those shoes, and really to try and guide them to, looking at it in a better way than, as I say, trying to walk around for years with something wrong and just expecting it to change and get better.
It's such a clear metaphor, the way you put it in those terms, and I wonder how powerful initially you found it, as well as the people you worked with, when you decided to channel it with MEACT to try and help others.
I've been really fortunate. I've had some amazing interactions with people. I've had I had a man tell me that I saved his life. Oh, wow. I shared something that he was able to see in himself, and he was able to see the direction that his life could have gone. And he decided, I need to change and I need to do things better. And that was fantastic. That makes it's painful each time you share your story. It and hurts, but each time you do it, if one person gets something out of it, it's worth it.
I love that point because it demonstrates that there's not a generic sunshine and roses result, let's say. But do you have to steel yourself to a degree? Do you have to prep your own mind to share as you do for the benefit of others?
Initially, it was hard. Initially, I did find it difficult. I've been volunteering now for, I think, probably been talking now for about 7 or 8 years or something.
Yeah, I see.
And I still get nervous each time, but my attitude is, nerves mean that it's important. that it matters to me, that I'm
care.
About to do
yeah.
something that I care about. Mm. And so those nerves are good. The day I stop feeling nervous before I go in to do a presentation is the day I say, okay, do I need to take time off, or what do I need to do to reinvigorate myself or get that passion back? But it hasn't waned yet.
Ben mentioned the diversity in background, in experience of the volunteers themselves. When you walk in and do a presentation and work with other people, how much diversity is there in the individuals that you are helping or that you're working with?
Oh, it's, you know, it's the entire cross-section of society. I mean, you know, you can walk me into a room full of disadvantaged people or a boardroom full of executives. Yeah. The one thing about mental health is it's something that does affect every person, whether they realise or not, whether it's positive or negative. We all have a brain, apparently, and, you know, mental health is just health that is concerned with the brain.
Mm.
That's the thing. There's a strange dichotomy with mental health versus physical health where we think it's not physical.
But they're so interconnected, aren't they?
Well, they are, but also it's getting people to understand that your mental health is simply, you know, it is the brain. The brain is physical. It's not some esoteric thing that doesn't exist that, you know, just magic goes on up there. It's a physical thing. And with a lot of mental health issues, there is something physically happening within that brain, whether it's neural pathways, whether it's chemical. There is something going on within that brain. It is still physical. We just separate that science the way we do oncology and cancer or, you know, pediatrics and children. It's still physical.
Anthony O'Hara is who you're hearing from. He's a volunteer educator for Mental Illness Education ACT of many years' experience. Also with us is Ben Trigloni, who is volunteer manager for Mental Illness Education ACT. Ben, at 13 minutes to 11, obviously Anthony's more of an experienced, longer-term volunteer. How much does that wax and wane with individuals? Do they come in for 6 months, say, offer their time, come out? Do you have people that stay on for longer terms? How do you manage all that?
Yeah, we have people in who have, you know, we've got a gentleman down the road who's starting his journey, telling his story for the first time, probably as we speak,
wow.
to some students at Dixon College, so he'll no doubt be a little bit nervous. So we have people like him who are starting every week, and then we have people like Anthony who have probably delivered, I don't know, Anthony, probably over 100 or a couple of 100 sessions. And then we've got other people who have volunteered almost continuously for 15 years or more, which is a really nice endorsement for what we do. And they obviously see a lot of value in what we're doing.
I was reflecting with Anthony's authenticity, his real experience. I mean, how much does that cut through, do you reckon, with the groups, with the workshops, with the individuals who seek your help?
Oh, it's huge. I think that's how you connect with your audience, is through that authenticity. Because people can't relate to someone who is putting on a mask or trying to pretend.
A PowerPoint presentation and that's it,
that's
sort
right,
of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. If people are hearing this and think, look, MEACT is an important organisation, I do want to contribute, I do want to help, are there a few things they should keep in mind?
Yeah, so there are a few different ways to volunteer. Anthony is an example of a lived experience volunteer, and they do fantastic work. Whether you've had a direct experience with mental illness or indirect, i.e. as a carer or a family member, you can be a lived experience volunteer and share your story. However, there are other ways to volunteer as well. You can help facilitate school sessions. So if you've just got a bit of free time during the week, that's the main thing. Obviously, you need a Working with Vulnerable Persons card.
Yep.
And you just need to commit to attending our training, which we provide. And that meets the national standards of volunteering.
Anthony, you shared a bit about how much you give to people, how much you contribute to their lives when you come into contact with them. Have you found through your 7-8 years of volunteering with MEACT that it's given something to you? If so, what?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things I always talk about, particularly with new volunteers, when we go in and we talk about our experience, we choose what part of our experience we talk about on that day. And it's if you like, it's one of the few times, particularly for those of us who live with chronic issues, it's one of the few times where we're in control of our health, not the other way around. We get to determine what we talk about and what experiences we're going to go through on those days.
Is that affirming?
Yeah, incredibly, because it's one of the few times where you really feel like you have a bit of control over your health, whereas a lot of the times we don't, and our health can dictate what we can and can't do in life. But it's a fantastic opportunity for us to be able to say, this is what I choose to feel and think about in this moment.